Well, another hour to go here of Open Lines on Coast to Coast, and we'll get right into the calls in just a second, so don't touch your dial. Okay, welcome back to Coast to Coast. By the way, after the show, going to get a little shut-eye, not a lot. It's off to Denver and Boulder, Colorado for our Beyond Belief television programs. We tape four shows over the weekend, and you can watch them at beyondbelief.com. But then I'm going back to St. Louis. I have not been in St. Louis since a little after New Year's, and I can't believe it's April. And when I come back, I'm going to be there for about 5 weeks. My granddaughter's graduating from college and everything. That's really cool. I'm excited about that. Raised her as a little baby, and now she's a 22-year-old woman. It'll be May when I come back to Los Angeles. Half a year almost over already. Just too fast. Anyways, let's go to Louisiana. Cornelius is with us. And Cornelius, we were worried about you with that weather out there last week.
Yeah, tell you, Joy, and thank Gina and all the callers and listeners and everything. Yeah, we went through a rough bout. We made the national news for a little bit.
You sure did. You sure did.
But we couldn't listen to y'all Sunday night. It was knocked our station
out
here, our affiliate here.
And are you and your family okay?
9:70 a.m. Yeah, we're fine, George. But a few people, they got flooded out. They never got flooded before. We got about 7 inches of rain.
Oh, my gosh.
But we had a great news team here that had warned us right before the tornado hit. So it saved a whole lot of people's lives.
That's what they're there for. That's great.
Now, I'm going to tell you what I was telling Gina. I don't know if anybody knew of the show or heard of this show called The Invaders.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, great show. And the guy, I can't think of his name, but if you look at that logo for the Invaders, it looks just like the Pizza Hut logo. It's a UFO. And it's just amazing. And he has made that guy, the main coast, or the main star of the Invaders, was on the X-Files also.
Yeah, that was, and I always had trouble with his name, but it was Roy Thins or Roy Thinnis or something like that. Yeah.
I tell you, that was a great show. And the only way, something was wrong with the aliens' hands. That's how you could tell them apart. But once you kill them, they turned to dust, so you could never prove, you know, the aliens were there or anything. So, I mean, that lady that you had on, that was a great guest and everything about the different shows. Like I said, I grew up with Star Trek and all like that too, George.
I love that stuff. Okay, sign off with your trademark signature.
Hey, George, let me tell you one more thing.
All right.
I prayed to see a friend of mine. I hadn't seen in 20 years, named Lojo from Puerto Rico.
All right.
And this week he came. I couldn't believe that. And I've been praying to see this guy for like 20 years.
Wow, you made it happen.
Well, I didn't make it happen. I think the good Lord made it happen, but I did.
Well, you were the precipitator.
But anyway, like I said, you ready, everybody? Get your God, guns, and gold, Bible, bullets, and beans. I'm in George Norrie's army there.
Yes, you are. Wichita, Kansas, it's Daniel's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Daniel, thank you.
Hi, George. I heard your ad saying that you take alternative points of view.
Yes, we sure do.
And you let people talk that have that.
So I do.
Talk,
okay.
I hope. My first statement before I start is I want to say this. You do not answer hate with hate, and you do not answer evil with evil. And this is a response to your editorializing the situation in Syria. We sent 60 Tomahawk cruise missiles over there in response to them killing less than 100 civilians that we do not know who was responsible. We have our beliefs who was responsible. When I think that shrapnel wounds and gun bullets that do not kill immediately are just as horrible, but the TV is not the same when they show when they show them in the actual stages of dying. That's horrendous. our UN representative, Nikki Haley, decided to show these pictures in the UN when NGOs from our country, from Europe, from all over, have been trying to show pictures of children in Somalia and Yemen, that we sell the weapons that kill these children, and that not only are they being killed by weapons, they are warning of mass starvation. And right now, they estimate that 2,500 children a week are starving to death in those two countries.
Abominable.
Due to a ban, ship total ban on ports done by the Saudi Arabians, which we are close allies with. How dare us think that we should punish Assad, which that does not hurt him, if he did that by sending these Tomahawk missiles. I propose that Donald Trump should have rose above it and said, do you know what a Tomahawk missile, cruise missile costs?
It's $1.59 million apiece.
Okay. So multiply that by 60.
No, I know. That it was about $90+ million. I mentioned that earlier.
If we would have sent that money to Somalia and Yemen, that we are making money by the same people that are making these Tomahawk missiles.
Well, here's something better, Daniel. Don't send the money, because it'll end up in the hands of those warlords and those crooks. Send the food.
Well, sir, what happens if we... You stated that your family was from Syria.
I've had... My family's from the Middle East, Syria, Lebanon, all over the place out there.
Okay. All right. That got really cut up after World War One by the French and the British.
Right.
And I don't believe Aleppo was actually a part of Syria at that time.
It was considered Mesopotamia, wasn't it?
Right, yes. I believe it was, because Aleppo is to the north. And the Brits and the French decided to divide the land up. This is a sectarian, as it is in Iraq, as it was in Afghanistan, but especially in Iraq, northern Syria. This is all cut up by differences of the Nation of Islam, different beliefs of the same religion and sects and tribe.
Mm, that's true.
And I don't think that we could say it's a positive result of what... I lost a son. I lost a son. And I don't think that we're going to accomplish anything by sending our money and our blood over there by killing people. I think if we want to change these people's minds, that we should show them that America is a generous place that will not tolerate the butchering of children and participate. And we are participating. We're condemning people for doing the exact thing that we are doing. And I wonder why on these national news shows, I can't see that on that. I have to get on websites of NGOs to see what's going on in Somalia and Yemen. And why these national news shows don't plaster. It is, I think starvation is one of the most horrible ways to die.
Oh, it is. There's no question about it.
So,
and it's and if you're a baby or a child, double that in terms of the pain.
I just ask that, you know, I heard your opinion on it. And it offended.
Well, but no. Remember, I said that it was a waste of money launching those missiles into an aircraft area, in an airport, literally, right. A military airport. That didn't do anything.
No, I don't think it.
If we think Assad did it, it would have been better to go after him, not those runways.
Okay,
and storage facilities.
Point, George, I think it's better for us to clean our own house first.
That'll never happen, Daniel.
We're
never
not dropping bombs. We're allowing Saudi Arabia, because they're sitting on this mass amount of oil wealth. We are selling them our companies. We are profiting by owning stocks in these companies. We are the number one arms sales to Saudi Arabia that are directly killing these children.
No question about it. And no argument for me on that, Daniel. None.
Why? I mean, we're talking about thousands. So why all of a sudden does this 100 people, less than 20 were children, why has this...
Well, that doesn't make this less important, but I see what you're saying. It's like double standards.
No, it's not like. It is. And I don't mind double standards, but I do mind any standard that kills children.
Well, it's good for you. Now, let me ask you something. Do you feel like I gave you your due on the program?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. And I know people disagree with me. And if someone disagrees with lessening, no matter what the reason, whatever culture you are, be it by starvation, by a bomb, by neglect, by lack of health care of a child, they can disagree with me and go straight to the devil, because I think that is what our world depends on to get to a better place.
Daniel, you're welcome on this program anytime we have guests or you want to call in. You know that.
God bless you.
All right, my friend. Take care. And many of his points are very well taken. There are double standards, to be sure. There are double standards. I mean, we go to war over countries that are not democratic. The Saudi government is run by a family, and they have kept the internal strength there by getting our support and providing some privileges inside of Saudi Arabia to keep people somewhat happy. They spend a lot of money within that kingdom, but it started off a long time ago. It was called the House of Saud, and they were Bedouins. And they just, with their armies, they just took a little bit more, but he's white. Kuwait is somewhat like that, too. Look what we did with Saddam Hussein over Kuwait. We basically turned our head to let him go in there in the first place, and then we turned on him and got him, and the rest is history, and we're still there in Iraq. What a mess that is, huh? And Afghanistan, still there. What a mess. I believe we went into Afghanistan in October of 2001, if I'm not mistaken, right after 9/11, about a month later, and we're still there. Unbelievable. Summerfield, North Carolina, let's go to Roy on Coast to Coast. Roy, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
You got an email at about 4:30, no, 3:30 from someone in Canada named Marva, I believe.
Melva.
She had it partly right. This so-called gas attack in Syria was an Al-Qaeda ammo dump. That it's true. It was bombed by Syrian Russian planes, but they were just trying to take out an Al-Qaeda ammo dump. And it was slapped full of chemical weapons.
And the dump was what? You think right in that center of that community where those civilians were?
No. It was a good ways away, but these things stay close to the ground.
Oh, my God. And what did it do, blow over there or something?
Right, exactly. There's a U.S. representative who believes this, Thomas Massie, a Republican of Kentucky. I don't know if you've heard him. He's been on CNN. They've just had a blank face. There, in our bombing strike, this is not being reported. There were four dead and there are two missing. It is really frightening to me, this rush to judgment of not having any investigation into this. It is just ludicrous that Assad would drop chemical weapons when he was winning like crazy. This looks very suspicious.
So you think that we bombed Assad for other reasons, obviously. I should say we bombed that airstrip.
Well, it does look that way. I mean, Trump is...
I don't understand why they could send 59 Tomahawk missiles into an airstrip. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, one good thing Trump did, he warned them it was coming. So they were able to get...
They got some people out, yeah.
Right.
He was more concerned about killing
Russians.
They
were aiming. Tomahawks are supposedly very accurate.
Oh, they are. And they can travel 800 to 1,500 miles at pinpoint accuracy at 550 right. miles an hour.
And it supposedly was to take out the landing strips and some planes, but they weren't that accurate. That doesn't look suspicious, but Trump, he's going down in the polls. Oil is going down. The stock market, oil's going up. The stock market's going down.
Well, he'll get a bump. Guarantee you. Next week when they come out with polls, he'll get a bump.
Always give you a bump.
For a while. But if it goes on and on and on, they start losing popularity again. Look what happened to Bush.
It'll have a rebound effect.
I think so, too. Look, we're almost out of time for this segment. We're going to come back in just a moment. Look, it's a hot, heated debate, and it's very frustrating because we hope that we know what we're doing as a country and that we're doing the right thing. And then you hear some really dedicated callers like you've just heard who raise some suspicions. Okay, welcome back to Coast and our final segment of Open Lines here. Let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Brian in Everett, Washington, first-time caller. I'll be there July 29th. What kind of theater is it, Brian? Have you ever been to the old historic theater out there?
Yes, how you doing, George?
Good.
I just want to say thank you for taking my call, and I'm a long-time listener.
Well, thank you. What's that theater like? I've never been there, but we're going to do our show there on the 29th of July.
It's an old historic theater. It's beautiful. I used to go there when I was a kid. They had a 99-cent double feature.
I think my show's a little bit more than 99 cents. Not much more.
Probably nowadays.
Never know what these producers, but come on by if you can.
Yes, me and my girlfriend were talking about joining and going up there.
Super. Actually. That'd be great. Great. What's going on?
I wanted to talk about a caller a few calls ago that was talking about donating instead of the Tomahawk missiles that were, 1.4 whatever million. And he had mentioned instead of sending those over, we could have donated the money to Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Somalia is a guerrilla state, this and that, you know. We all know about Somalia, and I mean, why don't we donate it to our own country, you know? And I just couldn't understand where that guy was coming from.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Brian, there we can't unfortunately alone solve the problems of this planet, but we sure could solve most of them jointly with other countries. There's no question in my mind. And yes, we need to, as you just suggested, look at our own home problems and take care of them too. We would have a campaign years ago for Children's International, and they would donate money to children's causes worldwide. And I got an email from somebody one day who said, why don't they just spend the money here in the United States for children? Well, I answered them by saying, I think a soul is a soul, no matter where it lives. And people are people. So you need to take care of everybody. But we have the capability of helping so many people jointly. We can't do it alone around this entire planet. And we should. And I've always said, look, I spent 9 years with the Navy. So I'm military inclined. That we should use the military to stop oppression and stop, you know, some of these leaders who attack and kill their own people. That's what we need a military for, not to occupy. And I don't know if we'll ever get there. I really don't. Wahoo, Nebraska, Les's turn on Coast to Coast. Welcome, Les.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
We are okay. It's a good night tonight.
Well, I've got an interesting one here. I'm not one for predictions, but and I've got some friends that are concerned about me, but I have to preface the prediction by saying this. I want to say it was 2015. I think it was 8 times in a row I called Coast to Coast, and I got in. But the thing is, I prayed first. I told the Lord, I said, I only want to get on if you want me on, so I'm going to push it one time. That's it. 8 times in a row it happened, and I never said anything. Well, I did it again tonight.
And here you are.
And here I am. It happened again tonight. And I tried to get witnesses when I tried it last Friday, but it didn't work. It was the wrong time. God's time, not my time. But anyway, my prediction is that Planet X, or one of its members in its solar system, or in its own, I don't know, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I haven't figured out the whole system is, but I believe that Planet X is going to smack into Jupiter when it leaves the womb of Virgo.
Wow.
Revelation 12 will be fulfilled.
That's a huge prediction. Year. Huge prediction.
Yep. So that way, they all heard it first here on Coast to Coast.
You got it.
And then, if it turns out I'm right, you guys probably got my number.
Look, if you end up right, Les, you're going to be one of our prophets on this program.
Well, the only kind of prophet I really trust is one that just reads the Bible. You read the Bible, yeah, and you tell other people about it. That's true prophecy there.
Now, in terms of time, what are we talking about time-wise then?
Talk about what now?
The time. When could this happen?
Well, September 23rd, that's going to be one of the feasts, which is in the scripture, which unfortunately Christianity doesn't participate in, but because it's all about Christ himself. But he fulfilled all the spring feasts when he came here as the Passover lamb. He's going to come back as the lamb from the tribe of Judah in the fall feast. And everything is lining up right now over there in the Middle East, what's going on here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the whole picture here, man. I've been watching this happen for years, and I spent a month in Israel. I've seen things, talked to people, been there, done that, a lot like you. And I'm telling you what, folks, I think we're really close, and I believe this is the sign that Christ said that's the only sign he's giving is to an evil generation. We're that generation, and it's the sign of Jonah, and that would be Planet X, folks.
Here we go. Les, thank you, and as I've been saying for about 2 years now, I sense something big, and we've had things happen, but they weren't what I was sensing. Let's go to Josh in Fife, Alabama, east of the Rockies. Josh, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Hey, George, how are you tonight?
Good, Josh. Thanks for holding, by the way.
Oh, no problem. Hey, I just had a question. You was talking about paranormal activity earlier,
yeah,
and things like that, different topics. I've never experienced anything like that, but my family has, and I've heard stories growing up, and I've just wondered, like, maybe subconsciously, is something keeping me from it? Or, well, I'm not really afraid of it, per se. I've been fascinated with paranormal. And
What has happened to the family? What kind of paranormal experiences have they had?
Well, the story I grew up hearing, my brother was asleep in the kitchen, or the living room, and he woke up in the middle of the night and couldn't get up, and he seen a female figure standing over him and holding him down, and he couldn't get up, couldn't speak, couldn't do anything. And when it finally lifted, he screamed and ran toward my parents' bedroom and, you know, told them, and they said it was just a dream. And the certain house we lived in at that time, my father had seen and heard things, my sister had seen and heard things, and I've not experienced anything.
Nothing. No, but do you believe these things did happen to them?
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, because it was same exact story each time. Nothing was changed. Nothing was altered. They didn't, you know, stammer or anything in the explanation of it.
Do you, so you do believe that paranormal things could happen?
I do, yes.
Yeah, the door's not closed there. Now, why has it not happened to you? That's a good question. That is a real good question. I don't know why these experiences bypass people at all, but keep at it, because it could happen one day. You never know. Blake is in Knoxville, Tennessee now. Welcome to the program. Hi, Blake.
Hi, George. Hey, I just wanted to take kind of a contrary view on President Trump's response
sure.
to the horrible killing of the women and the children over there with the chemical weapons.
Okay.
I see it this way. Donald Trump gave them fair warning to get off that base. He killed that base. He didn't kill the people on it. I don't know how many casualties came out of all of that.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
The base was totally destroyed, and that renders any further activity with trying to put that kind of horrendous activity in on the helpless civilians from the air. That renders that gone. It's been eliminated. And I kind of take issue to what Daniel had said, a previous caller, about our weapons as being
basically a murder weapon.
Force for bad was I believe that, except for a few events, that our weapons have saved more people than they've harmed. I believe that with the wars and the dominion of man and how man can be really evil with his fellow man, if we hadn't had the defense from this weaponry, I believe that so many more people would have been killed horrendously.
Well, you're right. Look, World War II, when we dropped the two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing hundreds of thousands of people there, and the tragedy that occurred and the aftermath. But it stopped the war. It stopped the killings of more civilians and more Americans. So you have to weigh, was that justified to do that? It's a horrible decision that Harry Truman had to take as the president at the time. But it did stop the war, like almost overnight. Once that second bomb hit, that was it. But, man, why do we have to be such a killing group? Emily's in Edmonton, Alberta. I got a little time here for you. Em, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi there.
You can hear me all right?
I sure can. I got about a minute and 15 seconds for you, but go ahead.
I was a housewife in 1945 when I got married.
Oh, well, good.
And we wore cotton house dresses. That was what was sold in the stores for ladies to wear.
And high heels, right?
I didn't wear high heels, but a lot of people did. My friend's grandmother used to do her gardening with high heels.
Really?
And house dresses, yes.
Oh, that's funny.
And my father said when I was a child, no daughter of mine will ever wear pants.
I love that. Hey, thanks for that. Those were different times then, a long time ago. And what she was talking about was what we were talking about earlier with Leslie Feldman, and that was the old television shows, Leave It to Beaver, My Three Sons. Of course, they didn't have a woman in that because he was a widower. But they wore dresses and high heels all the time. I mean, spick and span. They just looked so prim and proper. It was amazing. The Donna Reed Show, same thing. That was the era, I guess. Not anymore. Wear what you want and simply be comfortable. That's the way it is. By the way, great calls today.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden. And I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware. But now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid, but as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening, wherever you may be, whichever world you're living in, whatever century. Your voice is always welcome here on my radio. Go in with your space transmitter or your telephone. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. To Coast to Coast.
For Dan Galante, Gina Salvati, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.